T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the end of the show, the end of the show, the end of the show, the end of the show,
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up what went down on the internet for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. That's not how that goes. Damn it. One of these days, I'll actually open the document where I have that written out and relearn what it's supposed to say, but I just can't be bothered right now. It's just too much. How you feeling today? I ask that a lot, and I can't ever get an answer, so I don't know why I bother. In a programming note, the newest episode of the Full 90 Soccer Time podcast is available, and in it we get real deep and take stances on things no one cares about. And by deep, I mean barely surface. Just a bunch of tosh from a couple loudmouth American boys. It's my favorite review of all time. Now, it's my favorite bad review of all time. There we go. Although I do also like the guy who took the time on, maybe it was Reddit or something, to say, nothing personal against Gregor, I just hate his voice. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing personal about someone's voice, right? Like, it's a thing that I totally choose. And yeah. Okay. Cool. Now, I saw an article. You can hear me now mornings on 107.7 The End, but I also do host the morning show on KNRK, that's 94.7 FM in Portland, and Alt 94.7 in Sacramento. Hi, everyone, joining us from there. I saw a great article that was talking about how Oregon is about to double the number of COVID tests, the rapid ones. These ones don't need a lab and can give results in 15 minutes. Imagine when we're walking around right now and someone sniffles or coughs a little bit, and you're like, coronavirus! When they're just like, no, it's just the fall and things are changing and my throat's upset. Imagine if within 15 minutes you could know instead of supposedly quarantining for 3 days while you wait for those test results. I guess we're doing a good job, though, based on yesterday's info that Seattle is the best city because the coronavirus cases have the least growth. Is that what it was? Least amount of new cases? As opposed to Las Vegas, where they are just full on going for it. Talked to my very conservative brother yesterday, and I didn't come right out and ask him, like, you guys anti-mask? Because I would imagine that they are doing the right thing culturally, but I want to know. I want to know. Anyway. Yeah, great. I loved this. A kid in another story out of Portland, a kid, a fifth grader, and her sister are collecting signatures in hopes of renaming one of their schools after Ruth Bader Ginsburg. That is a high honor, I think. If you've made the type of impact that school children want you, someone who is not a professional athlete, to be the name of their school, that says a lot. I mean, I get it. I would have definitely named my elementary or middle school Troy Aikman Elementary, okay? Where I'm from, all of the... I'm sorry. No one should name him anything after Troy Aikman. I loved him as a kid, though. Where I came from, all of the middle schools were all named after presidents. So I went to Madison after James Madison. Funny, they didn't teach us anything about James Madison. I don't know if the information was as readily available. Like, someone would have had to read an encyclopedia at that point, right? You couldn't just, like, Google, like, was James Madison a federal... Here's what comes up. A federalist, a founding father, an anti-federalist at the Constitutional Convention... Was James Madison sick Hamilton? Well, was he a Federalist? He was a Federalist at heart, thus campaigned for a strong central government. While many of Madison's ideas were included in the Constitution, the document itself faced some opposition in his native Virginia and other colonies. That must have been the part where they were like, we should keep owning black people. So that's what I'm guessing, is that they were saying that, and he was like, maybe we shouldn't do that. Okay. Well, anyway. At least things haven't changed even a little bit since then, right? I mean, they have. Things have changed since then, but anyway, changing subject, because I'll never be able to dig myself out of that. What do we got news-wise today? Ah, it was rough. Eddie Van Halen passed away, right? And I have brothers that are 10 and 13 years older than me, and I grew up as a kid in the 80s, and they were like teenagers in the 80s, right? And so they were into Van Halen. I wonder if they were into Van Hagar. Also, why was it Van Hagar? It's not like the Van Halen name. Anyway, I get it that it's Sammy Hagar or whatever, but Eddie Van Halen didn't change his name to Eddie Van Hagar. Okay, sorry. Anyway, poor Eddie Van Halen died. 65 years old after a bout with, I believe, throat cancer. And so I went back last night and I sat down with good old Van Halen, 1978. Before I was born, Van Halen was going diddle 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 shredding up. And I don't know why, but I kind of had this impression that Eddie wasn't like a great dude. I don't know why my bias is that way, but then seeing the response from everyone about his death, it's like incredible to see how many people are all about it. And like, you listen to the music and he's incredible, especially for not having any, not musical skill, but like any classical training, like in terms of, he was just a virtuoso. He didn't know music theory or anything. He was written from the heart passionately. I love that on my Spotify, my buddy Andy Harms, former End employee for forever, is listening to Refused New Noise, because that's the most Andy Harms thing ever. Sorry. Anyway, Eddie Van Halen, rest in peace, dude. I don't really, I have all these really strong memories from being a kid, and Van Halen was such a part of that. That and Huey Lewis for some reason.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Massive props to Seattle Storm as they won a fourth WNBA title last night, doubling any other top-tier Seattle sports franchise with a dominant sweep of the Las Vegas Aces. Seattle Times headline saying that, let's not get confused here, this is a sports dynasty forming. Super cool. I'm not going to pretend to be their biggest fan this whole time or whatever, but to the people who love them, they're hardcore and way to go with your support. I'm happy for you. Governor Inslee has moved to adjust some of the restrictions. He's not moving any phases right now, but will ease up some things, like allowing movie theaters in the correct phase to have some people, or extending alcohol service times so that restaurants don't have to cut off so hard. There's a lot of nuance to it, and it seems pretty confusing, but things are lightening up a bit. And Seattle Sounders FC look to extend their lead in the Western Conference, their top spot right now. They have a match tonight against Real Salt Lake. We'll get you all prepped up with the full 90 Soccer Time podcast at 1077theend.com or on the radio.com app.
You just got news.
Again, the full 90 Soccer Time podcast, we will be all about what's happening in tonight's matchup against Real Salt Lake. I call them Virtual Salt Lake because it's a funnier joke on paper. Bing, bang, boom. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, I like this. Deep sea biologists reveal their 10 favorite creatures. Well, you have my attention. Is there like a proper list? Ah, they don't show a proper list. I have to watch a video? Never mind. Guess we'll never know. It's a fish. All right, I'm going to quit wasting time here. Oh, wait. So I did 4 stories ultimately. I wonder which 2, 3... Should we start with the one about dicks, or should we start with the one about Zoom meetings? Let's start with wieners.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Be careful when you're in the market for a smart chastity cage, because they are easily hackable. Hold on, questions. 1, what is a chastity cage? I guess it's like a chastity belt for men. 2, why make it connected so your partner can control when you get access to your area via app? concerning. 3, what happens when it gets locked by a hacker?
Well, normally your partner would release the Kraken, but now you're gonna need bolt cutters or an angle grinder.
What?
So scientists have discovered a couple dozen super planets that appear more hospitable for life than even Earth.
Cool, but I mean, let's not get too excited. Look, if you left right now using our fastest technology, your corpse would arrive having been dead for just shy of 35 million years. Same as if you just stayed here, only here, as Dairy Queen. And finally, a group of nerds from NVIDIA has made an AI that manipulates live video to look like you're paying attention on Zoom even when you aren't. I mean, sure, it definitely makes you look like you got kicked in the head by a donkey, but hey, that TikTok isn't gonna scroll itself during your sales meeting or math class.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
It's really fun. I see people getting excited about NASA found 20, you know, a couple dozen new super planets that could be habitable for life. And they are only 95 gazillion light years away. And you do the math on it, which I won't because it's hard and you need calculus probably, but like, the fastest craft we have that can get outside of the solar system right now, the Voyager crafts, it would take 36 million years to get there. Like, to get to the closest thing would take 20,000 years or something like that with our current level of technology. And so, like, I don't say we shouldn't research the cosmos, right? Because it's interesting to find out what we're made of and how it works. And maybe we'll have a breakthrough and be able to travel faster than light or something, right? It's just that, stop sending me the articles, because I'm just going to be like, yeah, we're never going to get there, and it's a bummer. It's depressing. Also, how do they know, right? We don't even know what the freaking moons around our own planets are made out of, right? I mean, we can guess, but we ain't never been there. Let alone something 36 million years by current technology away. Have a good day.
This is the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show. The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
All right, thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.